Because he knew his God. He knew the Lord was on his side. And he knew that the battle did not belong to him, but the battle belonged to God. And as we go out and we live life and we're confronted by the enemy, let's remember to keep Jesus in the center of our focus. Amen. At all times, let's remember to keep him in our focus and look for ways to put him on display. Remember, that's what we said about last week. That's my goal this year, to put God on display, to make him known in all of my ways, acknowledge him so that he can direct our paths. And I think if we do this, if we are determined that we are going to put God on display and give whatever glory that comes to God and not keep it for ourselves, and do that with that song that we sang today, depend upon him, without him we can't do anything, then my people that live in these terrible days will do great exploits. That's where our heart is. That's the direction I want to go this year. I hope that you can join me in that. Father, we thank you today for the presence of God in our lives and in our midst. I thank you that you don't call us to do things by ourselves. We're incapable of doing it without you. And so I ask, Lord, that you would help us to know you better this year than we've ever known you. So that we can do, not really to do the exploits, but only those things that make you known and enlarge you and magnify you in this world. Lord, that's our cry today. That's our heart's desire. Help us to do this, Lord. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, are we got the quizzers here now? All right, let's do it. I think we need the pulpit moved one more time, guys. You need to get your exercise. Bags that you were using, they need to go back. They're to use here, but not to go home. All right? So if you could do that, that would be great. So while they're setting up here, I asked Dave if they'd do that. Just give you a little sample of what their quiz meet is like. And they're doing so well. That some of these are young quizzers. And Dave made the comment last week. He said, we're in danger of making the playoffs. And I just laughed. I thought, how great that is. We still don't know if they made the playoffs or not. I guess they're still doing some counting and stuff. But we're really proud of these guys. And thanks to the coaches, Dave and let's see, who else here? Jessica, right? Dave and Jessica are the coaches. And Fred helps out. And I don't know who else helps. But thank you guys for that. God bless you.
As needed, I guess. What I thought we could do is give you a sense of a little bit of how we practice and how we do it. So in executing for quizzing as we do this, there's two things really that are quite important. Of course, you got to know the material, and that's a memorization thing. You can be pretty impressed with these kids. There's a lot that's been filtered in, and they're doing really, really good with it. But the second thing is, the mechanics of getting off of what they're sitting. Everybody's sitting on triggers. It's not quite necessary. Are you sitting on yours or are you using your foot? Bella? Oh, it's not working? Yeah. Oh, rats, not really. Sometimes we have to restart this thing. It's a dreaded thing. Are you getting it to come in? Well, anyway. So the second thing is about learning how to get off your trigger as fast as possible. So these things take some practice, and so the two things happen together. So what we'll start with is it's all about triggering then, and so everybody has the same material because we're only going to do simple questions. And as soon as anyone hears enough of the question to respond to it, then it's a race to jump for it, and so that practices that for us. So we'll just do a little bit of that, and then we'll go to doing quizzing together. Are we good?
Yeah, light check is good.
Okay. Well, we're gonna try and do third word here a little bit. Oh, that is the third word. Yeah, right. I'm not sure I want to explain third word. Yeah, right. So here's another thing. There's a level of memorization that happens especially throughout the year, but sometimes it even begins in the summer, by which people don't just memorize their verses, but the pre-printed questions that go along with them exist as well, and sometimes there'll be memorization of the questions as well. In any case, if you're really good with the question, with the material that is the verse, often you can anticipate what the rest of the question would be as it starts coming out. So most commonly, there is actually people aren't waiting for whole questions. they will get the beginning of a question, they have a sense of what that might be, and then they jump at that. So especially as time goes on in the year, it gets faster and faster. And so we sometimes do practices, what we call third question or second question. That would be the second or third questions of the actual question itself, second, third words of the question itself. And then from that, then they construct the rest of the thing. So the jumps will be on those things. I guess we're good? Yeah. That. All right, to begin then, according to 1 Thessalonians 1:9, to whom did that be three?
1 Thessalonians 1:9, to whom did you turn? God?
Yeah, that's right. So, actually, we're just going to go through and do the quiz again, I think, as it is. I think third word's going to be too hard to go. Okay, next. Sorry? All right.
Oh. You're the
quiz master. I'm a quiz master. Actually, that's another thing that happens. Each quiz master is a little different. Their cadence is different in the way they lay things out. And so everybody has to kind of get used to them. And that's another part of training. That's why normally when we practice, all of us do this and we all do it differently. Sometimes we deliberately do it differently. But we'll just go on in here. Okay, you guys ready? We're good. Question then, according to Titus 1:16, what do they profess? And as it goes, we go, no question then. Question according to Philippians 4:18, what did you send?
Help me
for my need.
The gifts?
Exactly.
Okay. And that comes out, the verse that's based on then is, it reads, I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts that you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. So that's what's being pulled out of that for an answer to that question. I just wanted to make that kind of clear, because it's not always too obvious how many things are being processed at the same time. Question. Oh, actually, do you want to mention about this? About the timing? There's a timing for answering questions. It's strange to be backwards to you guys. The time available for answering the questions is normally 20 seconds. Otherwise, sometimes they're called to just quote the question. Quote the verse, and that's 30 seconds. And we've got that going right now, so this is good. Okay. So then, according to 1 Timothy 1:17, to whom be glory and please finish the question.
1 Timothy 1:17, to whom be glory and honor forever and ever. To the King of Ages, immortal, invisible, the only God.
Yes.
Okay. Great. All right.
Okay. Again, then, according to 2 Timothy 2:3, how share in suffering?
2 Timothy 2:3, how share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus.
Excellent. Yes. Question, according to Ephesians 5:27, in what might he present the church? Idea, answer? Okay, no question. Question, according to Colossians 2:6, whom did you receive?
Colossians 2:6, whom did you receive? God? No.
Essentially, Christ Jesus, the Lord?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Next question. According to 2 Timothy 3:12, what will all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus be? Okay, no question. According to 1 Thessalonians 1:8, in where have... Please finish the question. Three.
And where has your faith gone? Everywhere. Where has your faith gone forth? Everywhere.
And where has the word of the Lord gone forth? Macedonia and Achaia.
Correct. Excellent. Question, according to Ephesians 5:30, what are we?
What are we? Members of his body?
Yes. So question, according to Colossians 2:23, in what do these have an appearance of wisdom? Seven, yeah.
Appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and worship of angels?
Perfect, no. Excellent. Question. According to Philippians 4:2, in whom do I... One, please finish the question.
4:2. In whom do I entreat Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord? In whom do I...
Yeah, you got it. The Lord. Yeah. According to 1 Timothy 1:12, why do I thank... 2, PFTQ?
1 Timothy 1:12. Why do I thank him who has given me strength? Because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service.
Excellent. Yes. According to Philippians 4:3, help whom?
Help these women.
Excellent. Yep. According to Titus 1:9, in what may he be able to give instruction? No question. Question then is Titus 1:5, quote.
Titus 1:5, quote. This is why I left you in Crete, so that you might do what I have commanded.
It's close. What remained to put into order.
And then.
And appoint.
And appoint the elders in every town.
Yep. According to Colossians 2:4, why do I say this?
In order that no one may delude you with possible arguments.
Yeah, perfect. According to Ephesians 1:1, what are the saints? No question. Oh, I'm sorry, forgive me. What are the saints?
In Ephesus or faithful?
Yes. Bella's jumping off her foot. That's how she's toggling the switch. That's why I missed her. According to 1 Timothy 1:12, how did he judge me? PFTQ?
How did he judge me faithful?
Yeah. According to 1 Thessalonians 1:7,
What did you become? An example?
Yes. According to Philippians 4:2, what do I entreat?
What do I entreat Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord?
That's excellent. Yes. According to Ephesians 1:11, what have we obtained? Sorry?
Oh. Oh.
and an heritage.
Okay, good. I got it. Thanks. Yep. Yes, that's correct. Is it on?
Okay, so over here on our left, we have the servants with Carl with 3 questions right, Axel with 3, Jeremiah with 3, Claire with 2, with 220 points. And over here we got ABC with Bella 2 correct, Kyla 2 correct, and 80 points.
Shall we go on the second half then? Okay. At least this is working today. I'm super happy about that. Okay, according to 2 Timothy 3:13, how will evil people and imposters go on? We'll go no question on that. According to 2 Timothy 3:14, quote, continue. 2 Timothy, wow, we have an addiction to 2 Timothy 2. 2 Timothy 2:8, remember whom?
Jesus Christ?
Yes. According to 1 Timothy 1:5, what is the aim? 2.
What is the aim of our charge? Love that issues from a pure heart.
Answers.
And a good conscience and a sincere faith.
Correct. Yes.
Time quiz out.
Oh,
wait, it's
premature.
5, right?
5.
Okay.
Sorry, Axel, this is my first time being a scorekeeper. You need one more.
Welcome back. Okay, yes. Let's see. According to 1 Thessalonians 1:4, what? PFTQ?
What do we know? Love by God that He has chosen you?
Yes, perfect. Question, according to Titus 1:9, how must he hold? Okay, next question. According to Titus 1:11, what must they be? Okay, according to Titus 1:11, what must they be? Wait. Oh, that's right. Sorry, just the one I did.
Right,
that's really good. Question, according to Colossians 2:7, what were you?
Colossians.
Go ahead, sub. Yeah.
Colossians 2:7, what were you? Dead.
Oh, no. Working. Because we can see the verse here as well. Nope. Oh. Yeah, that would be taught. Okay. According to 1 Thessalonians 1:5, with what? Please finish.
With what did our gospel come to you? Not only word, but also power in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction?
Yes, perfect. Oh, you really are quizzed out. It is a perfect quiz out. Oh, that's right. That's important. No errors means it's a perfect quiz out. Okay. Right. According to Colossians 2:3, what are hidden?
Colossians 2:3, what are hidden? All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
Excellent. Yes. According to Philippians 4:14, what was... Go ahead.
4:14. What was... yeah, it was kind of you to share my trouble. What was...
Excellent. Perfect. According to 1 Timothy 1:3, whom may you charge... Please finish.
1 Timothy 1:3, whom may you charge? Certain persons.
Yep, that's perfect. Yeah. And because that is perfect. Okay, question. According to Philippians 4:12, what have I... Please finish.
4:12, what have I learned? The yes. Secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need.
Excellent. Yes, perfect. It's another perfect. Is it like that? Yep. Dropping like flies. Okay. Question according to Titus 1:2. What began? Yep.
In hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised us before the ages began.
Perfect. Yeah. Very nice. According to 1 Thessalonians 1:5, in what did our gospel come to you? Oh, no, we don't have anybody? Okay, next question. According to 2 Timothy 2:8, how remember... Please finish.
2 Timothy 2:8, how remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel.
Excellent. Six off, please. Okay. Question according to Ephesians 5:25. Who loved the church and gave himself up for her?
Husbands?
I'm sorry, it might be. 5:25. Yeah, it's backwards.
Okay.
Actually, Christ, who is? Yeah. Okay.
Are we counting that as an error?
That's a good question. Technically, Christ is the husband.
You're making this harder on me.
I say let's keep it.
As an error?
No, let's keep it as a, keep it as good, I think.
Okay.
She had the whole verse. Okay, according to 1 Thessalonians 1:2, to whom do we give thanks? Nope, we won't have that one. Sorry. According to 1 Timothy 1:3, at what remain? We're running out of people that have these things. Question according to Philippians 4:7, in whom will the peace of God guard our hearts and minds? It's Christ Jesus. Yeah, right. According to Colossians 2:19, from whom does the whole body grow?
The head?
Yes. Question, according to Titus 1:10, how are those of the circumcision party insubordinate, empty talkers, and deceivers? Okay, it's out of scope, sorry. Question of, according to Ephesians 5:6, let whom deceive you?
Let whom deceive you? No one?
Correct. Okay. Getting a little thin here. According to Ephesians 1:4, what should we be before him?
What should we be before him? We should be holy and blameless before him in love.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Okay, question, according to Titus 1:7, For what must he not be greedy, that is an overseer not be greedy?
For an overseer.
Right.
I'm just going to quote it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
For an overseer, God's steward.
We ran out of time anyway. Okay. The answer is just gain. They can't take gain. Yeah.
Good try. Good try. So that was an error.
Time.
Okay.
End of game?
Yep.
Okay.
First, do they get extra points for perfect quiz outs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How much is it? 20?
So this would be
10 on top of the 20.
Right. It'd be 120 instead
like
of 20
for the. So each perfect quiz out. Quiz out is 10 points.
So like when they answer the question, mm-hmm. they get 20 points for the question and then 10 points added to that.
Okay, so 30. Okay, so the servants have a total of 430 points with three people having perfect quiz outs. And as you can see, they're all gone. They all quizzed out. So... And then over here, ABC with 180 points.
So that's more or less the end. Any questions? I didn't really ask for that. Okay, we're good.
Like to give Mr. Lowry this gift from all of us. We signed this card and some chocolates.
I've been
quizzing for many years, and Mr. Lowry has been a great coach to me, and Fred and Axel and all these new rookies too. So thank you, Mr. Lowry.
I do have to say it is my very great joy to work with these guys. Thank you.